we have had for a couple of months now a careful internal assessment of the athletics department. This is not utterly unique. It's not, in fact, unique at all. We do assessments of functions on a regular basis. We have a internal compliance officer, a full-time compliance officer, Lynn Hutt, H-U-T-T, first name L-Y-N-N. We have a full-time financial auditor, an internal auditor. It does a continuing internal function. As you probably know, we have a audit committee of our Board of Trustees that meets on a regular basis and hears the results of these audits. So a couple of months ago, now, I think Tobin could find the exact date, if it was of value to you, I asked that the compliance officer, our own internal compliance officer, Lynn Hutt, began looking at some internal controls issues in the athletic department. And as I say, in a certain sense, that's normal course of business. We do that regularly. It's nothing unique about that. On the other hand, I asked a couple of months ago that this be done in a pretty careful way. And all of that has generated a report that I regret to let you know that currently is covered by attorney-client privilege. And however, that report covers a number of issues. It covers the sort of compliance contracts with the coaches, the training of the athletes, the records of training and sessions with athletes, and issues in the arena, in the athletic trainer area. And also, and she's worked through these things sequentially for a period of time now. And then recently, I don't know exactly when, but has finished the athletic trainer area, is now looking at the some of the travel and other fiscal issues. So all of that's underway. And I want to digress now for a moment to say that we have reacted to those things. We will continue to react. We will live out our values of creating strengthening a culture of following the rules, a culture of compliance, I call it. I've always had a strong commitment, and this institution has had a strong commitment to a culture of compliance, and so we continue to build that. We are a institution that believes in following the rules, and we have a value system, as I say, that emphasizes compliance with the rules. Right now, we are continuing to investigate these issues. You asked me three questions. Have they been reprimanded? No. Do they have my support in everything? Possibly not. I don't know what everything is that they do. Do I hold them accountable? We have 7,000 employees. I hold every one of them accountable for our value system, every one of them accountable for doing their job, everyone accountable for following rules of the state, of the NCAA, and so forth. So just to repeat my answer, are they held accountable? Absolutely. Is there any discipline at this point? The answer is no. Do I contemplate any? No, I really don't. But absolutely, they're accountable.